Interview with Kim. Chantel, so tell us about your weight and does it fluctuate at all? Do you go on diets a lot? Kim, my weight fluctuates. I'm about 130 pounds, I would say. Depending on what's going on, I might maybe go down. I don't go lower than about 127. I might go up to 135. Chantel, what size clothes do you wear? Kim, obviously it depends. It's usually a 2 or a 4, so 26 in jeans typically. Chantel, and how tall are you? Kim, I'm 5'6". Chantel, okay, perfect. Today we're getting ready to order from the menu, so let's look at the menu and then decide. How do you decide what you want to eat? Kim, I usually don't drink alcohol, so that's easy. How do I decide? Okay, I'm a pretty boring eater. I usually don't step out of the box too much. I like a Caesar salad. I'm always a little bit worried about ordering something that I hate. Chantel, okay. Kim, I know that no matter what I get, I don't eat a lot at a time in one sitting. So unless I'm with family or I'm splitting something, I'm kind of gravitating towards, Chantel, something smaller? Kim, smaller, yes. Chantel, okay. And are you asking, okay, what's my healthiest choice? Kim, no, I'm just looking at what sounds appetizing to me right now. Chantel, okay. Kim, sometimes when I'm out with all four of us, my family, I'll just not order anything because I know the kids will have leftovers. I'll just clean up. Chantel, clean up what they don't eat? Kim, yeah. Chantel, let's talk about what you've eaten so far today. Kim, today I have had an iced coffee. I had that at about 9 a.m. Chantel, and what was in it? Kim, it was just an espresso concentrate, half and half, and a little bit of sugar. Chantel, so right now, what time is it? Kim, it's 1:41. Chantel, what time would you say you normally start your first meal? Is it around the 1 o'clock time? Kim, yes. Chantel, what's the reason for that? Is that what you've always done? Kim, no, as long as I drink coffee when I wake up, I'm just not that hungry before about 1. Also, I'm far more productive in the morning. When I first wake up, I'm ready to just do this to-do list I have around the house. Chantel, so you're like, I don't want to load up on a bunch of food? Kim, and it's distracting. And if I stop and sit, sometimes I don't get back up, if that makes sense. I might stop and sit, you know, to grab something to eat in front of a show and be like, oh, this is really good. I want to watch another episode. In the morning, that's when I have the most energy. Chantel, okay, that's really good. Kim, sometimes I'm running errands too, right? So I got up. As long as I have coffee in the morning, I usually do not eat anything till about 1 in the afternoon, which is not intentional. I'm aware of intermittent fasting. I've read about it. But the way that I do it comes naturally to me. It works with my schedule. It's never been an intentional thing where I'm trying to lose weight or I'm trying to achieve anything in particular. It's just I'm more productive in the morning, I'm running errands, I'm distracted, you know? I don't know if my body has gotten used to that just being the way it is. Chantel, you're now starting to get hungry because you're so used to eating at 1 o'clock? Kim, yep. Chantel, say that again. Kim, yeah, so it wasn't intentional. It's just that's what my body is accustomed to because of my life and my schedule. And for, you know, 16 years, I got up with my kids and the morning was spent either getting them to school or whatever. Once I dropped them off at school, I ran errands. So, you know, my body over time just kind of knows that this is how it is, and so I don't get hungry before 1 o'clock. Chantel, okay, now let's look at the menu. I want you to really say out loud what you're thinking. Are you ever thinking, should I get something low calorie? Kim, no. Chantel, or anything like that? Kim, no. Chantel, what am I craving? Kim, yes. My thought process is just, what sounds good to me? What am I craving? Chantel, so what are you craving? Kim, in general, I don't like heavy foods, especially not at 1 o'clock. Maybe occasionally at dinner time. I crave salads. I flip to the small or the lunch size entrees. Everything I'm looking at just seems too heavy, you know? And that's not a weight issue. That's not a caloric issue. It just doesn't appeal to me. So yeah, right now I'm thinking Caesar salad. Chantel, Caesar salad sounds good. Kim, yeah. Chantel, maybe that grilled chicken Caesar salad? Kim, yes. I'm at appetizer salads right now. There we go, chopped salads. Chantel, appetizer salads. Kim, here's the grilled chicken Caesar. I'll probably do the grilled chicken Caesar so that I know I've had some protein. Chantel, so you don't worry about butter, bread, or carbs? Talk about that for a second. Do you ever in your mind go, well, I had bread for lunch. I'm probably not going to have it again for dinner. Or how does that thought process go for you? Kim, when I see this bread that comes out, first of all, I'm hungry. Second of all, it's good. I like it. I've had it before. I don't think twice about the butter as long as it's butter. If I think we are somewhere where it might be margarine or whatever garbage, I won't touch it. So that's my main concern. It's not calories. It's just what's in it. And then, you know, if I were to eat a bagel, I might stop before dinner time and think, okay, what are we going to have? I think maybe I shouldn't have straight pasta, but usually I don't give it a whole lot of thought. Chantel, because if you've already had bread, then you're probably not going to be craving it again. Kim, right. Chantel, because you've already had it for the day, so it's kind of like, okay, I've already had it. Kim, right. Chantel, I'm not dying for it again. Kim, right. Chantel, that same day. Kim, yeah, honestly, there's not a lot of thought that goes into it. There's a lot of thought that goes into the nutritional value, but not in the sense, Chantel, of carbs. Kim, of carbs versus protein versus calories, fats, or weight. Chantel, it's just kind of what quality that is this? Kim, or how it's going to affect my weight. Chantel, how is this going to make me feel? It's what's in this. Is this something that is, Chantel, real food? Kim, real food, exactly. Is this real? My kids joke when we go to my mom's for dinner and she puts light sour cream on something. They're like, Grandma, you know that we don't eat that. And we don't. We don't eat light cream cheese, sour cream, or artificial sweeteners because I understand that on a label, it might look better because it's a light product. It has fewer calories or less sugar, but you know, you're compromising your health because it's not real. A lot of time there are additives. That's not for every light product, but you know what I mean? I just want real. Chantel, what do your meals look like in a typical day? What did you eat yesterday? Kim, let me think. Yesterday was Sunday, so I woke up and had my iced coffee. At about noon, I ate a half of a bagel with cream cheese. I was around the house cleaning and doing various chores. Abby had volleyball tryouts. We left the house at 3:30. So did I eat? I remember I had another coffee on the way out the door, and I don't think I'm trying to think if I ate anything else. Oh, I did. I had made a sandwich for lunch that she didn't finish. I used regular sourdough bread with chicken salad and tomato slices on it. She didn't finish it, so I ate probably a third of the sandwich that was left. I ate that before we left. Then for dinner, what did we do for dinner? We ran to the grocery store after tryouts and had BLT sandwiches, just Abby and I, because Keith and Emily were doing other things. I had a whole sandwich. Chantel, did you have any dessert or anything? Kim, I had about a half of a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Chantel, okay. Kim, that's it. Chantel, is Ben & Jerry's ice cream one of your kinds of things you love to indulge in? Kim, it is. Ice cream in general. Chantel, why do you choose Ben & Jerry's? Because it's pretty clean? Kim, well, it's just the flavor. Chantel, but Ben & Jerry's is one of the healthier ice creams. Kim, that's good to know. If it says frozen dairy dessert, I'm like, no, that's not. Sometimes I'll have Häagen-Dazs. I probably don't read the ice cream labels like I should. And I've had more ice cream lately because, I don't know, maybe because it's summertime and because the kids are. Normally I don't. Normally it's like maybe once a week. Chantel, how often would you say you eat sweets? Kim, most days I'll have something. Whole Foods, and I think Fresh Market does too, carries this line of small desserts. I'm trying to think of the name of them. They're in the refrigerator section. They make these little tarts. They have key lime, lemon, chocolate espresso, and chocolate almond butter. It's made with almond flour. Chantel, mmm. Kim, it's all real food. Chantel, oh, that sounds good. Kim, yeah, and it's rich too, so it really kind of hits the spot, if that makes sense. But I'll say just about every day I'll have something. It might just be dark chocolate at night. I call it a meal closure. It's just something when I finish eating, not lunch so much, but the end of the day at dinner time. Chantel, I feel like I always need a meal closure as well. If I'm going to eat two meals in a day, I want something as a meal closure for my lunch. Kim, okay. Chantel, and a meal closure for my dinner. Do you feel like at lunch you don't need a meal closure? Kim, not really. Chantel, so you like to have something sweet after dinner? Kim, mm-hmm. Chantel, but after lunch you're okay, you don't need more? Kim, yeah, I don't need it, but after dinner it sounds weird, but it's like my body knows, okay? Chantel, talk about how quickly you eat and do you feel like you savor your food? Give an example. Kim, I normally eat faster than this, I'm just distracted right now. No, I don't really savor my food because typically I just eat because I'm hungry. Chantel, how long would you say it takes you to eat? We'll time it and we'll see. So just try to eat your salad like in the normal amount of time. Kim, okay. Chantel, do you feel like you eat kind of fast? Kim, I would say if there is an exact average, that would probably be me. Chantel, so you're not like the first person to finish and you're not the last person to finish? Kim, right. Chantel, you're just right in the middle. Kim, mm-hmm, not like Keith. Chantel, do you think he's super slow? Kim, oh my gosh. Every bite he has to have a perfect proportion of sauce or condiment. I'm going to take this shoestring french fry and it's going to be three bites. Chantel, But that's good. Whenever I'm with him, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm eating too fast. But he does eat very slow. Kim, he eats excessively slow. He pushes forward. If he likes the taste of something, he will ignore every body signal he's getting. I mean, he'll say, real champions press on, because the girls ask, Dad, are you still hungry? Why are you eating? And he's like, it tastes so good. Chantel, oh gosh, let's talk about any tricks you have that you feel helps you eat a little less. Kim, I feel like I eat less in part because I cannot stand the feeling of being full or overeating or just being full. It feels gross to me. It's uncomfortable. And it's not like, oh no, I feel like I'm going to get fat. It's just, it doesn't feel comfortable. So I will stop eating when I feel no longer hungry. Chantel, would you say you stop eating before you're full? Kim, yes. Chantel, because you know. Kim, oh, absolutely. Chantel, okay. Kim, I stop eating when I'm not hungry anymore, if that makes sense. Chantel, so right before. Kim, right before I am full, I stop eating. I stop eating once my body feels, okay, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not full, I'm comfortable. And that's when I'll stop eating. Chantel, how do you know when you're full? Describe in detail as much as you can. So now you had a little piece of bread. How do you feel as far as your hunger and fullness? Kim, I'm still hungry, but I don't feel as, Chantel, ravenous? Kim, ravenous, exactly. Because when I get really hungry, that's uncomfortable too. I'll start to feel nauseous. I don't feel like that anymore, but I can tell I'm still hungry. Chantel, what other feelings do you feel when you're full? Kim, full? Chantel, or not full, right before you're about to get full. Kim, I also get bored. I get bored with my food as well. Just the way something tastes, you know, after I've eaten a certain amount, I don't really want the taste of it anymore, if that makes sense. Chantel, okay, so talk about how you might say, okay, well, I'm not as hungry anymore. So talk about that feeling, like the taste, like the first bite is really, really good, but then it's like, okay, this isn't as good anymore. Kim, right, this isn't as, Chantel, now I'm getting bored with it. Kim, yeah, and that could also just go along with the fact that my body's telling me, okay, we're good now. But yeah, I'm just, after a little bit, I just, yeah, get bored. It doesn't taste as good. Chantel, let's say you had a plate that had multiple items on it, like not just salad. Kim, mm-hmm. Chantel, let's say that steak and vegetables and mashed potatoes, how would you decide what to eat first on that plate? Kim, if I have a plate in front of me with several different items, I'd probably combine them. Not all on the plate, but I'll cut off steak and put it with some, whatever, onions, peppers, green bean. You know, I'll eat it with, you know, something else that's on my plate. I don't necessarily eat things alone. I mean, depending on what it is. My mom had this jello that she makes as a side dish for certain meals. I'm not going to mix that with chicken, but you know, the more savory items I'll combine. Chantel, have you ever counted your calories or measured how many calories you've eaten in a day? Kim, I have not ever counted my calories or measured. Sometimes I would be aware like, oh, we went to brunch today and I had, you know, French toast or this, so I would naturally not be as hungry later in the day anyway, but I would be mindful of the fact that I had French toast earlier today, so I would not eat ice cream that night. Chantel, I've heard this many times from many people. They basically say that they allow themselves a 5-pound window, meaning that they're 130 pounds. Once they get to 135, they start dialing it back a little bit. Would you agree with that? Kim, yes, I don't weigh myself usually. I mean, we have a scale. I might get on it once every several months. I'm more conscious of how my clothes fit. So if I start to notice like, oh, it kind of looks like I have a little pooch in this outfit, or these jeans are really tight, that's when I'll go, I wonder what I weigh right now. You know, so I'll get on the scale, and if it's higher than 135, 136, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to be more conscious. Chantel, so what would you then do to dial it back a little? What would be some of the steps that you would take to say, okay, I'm a little bit heavier than I'd like to be, I'm going to dial it back? Kim, that would probably be, I'm probably having too many sweets at night. I just need to be more conscious of that. Chantel, so sweets is where you dial it back? Kim, yeah, I would dial it back on sweets. And rather than having a dessert, I would just have a square or two of dark chocolate, if that makes sense, rather than eating a bowl of ice cream. Because I'm so accustomed to eating the way that I am, and it just works with my schedule and everything, that keeps things in check quite a bit on its own. And just because I naturally don't like feeling full, I don't like feeling gross. Yeah, sometimes I eat fast food because I have to. We're on the go. But if I have to do that repetitively, I'm like, ugh, this is just doesn't feel good. Chantel, so you ate all of your bread. Are you going to have any more bread? Kim, no. Chantel, if you had to estimate the percentage of time that you eat clean, meaning fruits, vegetables, lean meats, what would you say that percentage looks like for you? Kim, it depends on how strict your definition of clean is. Probably, but I would say 60% of the time, 60 to 70% of the time. Chantel, talk about fast food. Are there some fast foods you will eat and some fast foods you won't, and why? Kim, I'll eat Chick-fil-A. I like Zoe's Kitchen. I like Chipotle, Panera. I'll do, Panera, I'll do. I don't love Panera. I just won't eat McDonald's. Chantel, what about McDonald's? Kim, I won't eat it. I mean, if I'm literally going to die of starvation, I'd eat it. But short of that, it's just... Chantel, just the amount of chemicals that are in McDonald's? Kim, yeah. Just knowing what it is, I'd rather be hungry. I mean, I won't eat Burger King or McDonald's or Wendy's. If I had to, I would get a salad. I don't want meats from, you know, some of the fast food chains. Chantel, is food ever your go-to when you're stressed? Kim, no, food is never my go-to when I'm stressed. It's quite the opposite. I struggle to eat when I'm stressed because I think when I'm stressed, I feel it in my stomach. Yeah, I can't eat when I'm stressed. If I'm stressed and depending on the girl's schedule, if we're not sitting down to a meal or I'm not making anything for anybody, I'll just eat a bowl of cereal. That's the one thing I can usually stomach eating when I really don't want to eat. Chantel, what is your go-to when you're stressed? What is your go-to? Chantel, what do you mean? Like my go-to food or otherwise? Chantel, otherwise. Kim, otherwise. Okay. Chantel, would you go for a walk, take a bath, or go out with friends? Kim, no, I would not go for a walk or take a bath because then my mind would still be on whatever's making me stressed. So whatever's going to distract me and kind of be an escape, I might go call up a close friend and just say, hey, I'm coming over and goof off with her. I'm trying to think. Sometimes I'll put on a podcast and clean like crazy to try to just distract myself. If I've got a podcast on, then that'll usually kind of occupy my mind. Chantel, what are some other things that would be your go-to? Kim, reading. I like to read too. Chantel, so are you done with your salad now? Kim, I am. Chantel, you probably ate about, what, a quarter of that salad maybe? Kim, a third? Chantel, so maybe a third of the salad. Kim, I'm just not hungry anymore. Chantel, it would be good if we could get a dessert and you eat a couple bites of it. Kim, mm-hmm. Chantel, are you craving a couple bites of something? Kim, sure. Chantel, okay, good. Kim, I'll have a couple of bites of something. Chantel, perfect. Kim, yeah. Chantel, when was the last time that you can remember that you overate? And when or how often do you eat your entire plate of food in a restaurant? Kim, the last time I overate, I have no idea. Chantel, that's so good. Kim, I don't know. I ate my entire plate at a restaurant over the weekend. Chantel, okay, what was it? Kim, it was a salad. It was smaller than that. Chantel, you were just really hungry? Kim, I was really hungry. It was probably 3 o'clock. Chantel, you hadn't eaten anything? Kim, it was a spinach salad with grilled tuna and it had onions and tomatoes and this yummy dressing. What are some other things that would be your go-to? Kim, reading. I like to read too. Chantel, so are you done with your salad now? Kim, I am. Chantel, you probably ate about, what, a quarter of that salad maybe? Kim, a third? Chantel, so maybe a third of the salad. Kim, I'm just not hungry anymore. Chantel, it would be good if we could get a dessert and you eat a couple bites of it. Kim, mm-hmm. Chantel, are you craving a couple bites of something? Kim, sure. Chantel, okay, good. Kim, I'll have a couple of bites of something. Chantel, perfect. Kim, yeah. Chantel, when was the last time that you can remember that you overate? And when or how often do you eat your entire plate of food in a restaurant? Kim, the last time I overate, I have no idea. Chantel, that's so good. Kim, I don't know. I ate my entire plate at a restaurant over the weekend. Chantel, okay, what was it? Kim, it was a salad. It was smaller than that. Chantel, you were just really hungry? Kim, I was really hungry. It was probably 3 o'clock. Chantel, you hadn't eaten anything? Kim, it was a spinach salad with grilled tuna and it had onions and tomatoes and this yummy dressing. Chantel, and you weren't that full when you were done because you were so hungry? Kim, I was really hungry. It was bigger than an appetizer salad, but it wasn't huge. Normally I need to split a meal or if it's something that I know I'll eat, the leftovers. I'm not good about eating leftovers, but if I know I'll eat the leftovers, I'll get an entree that's normal or bigger size, but it's typically a waste of food if I do that. Chantel, how do you determine when you're physically hungry? Kim, first my stomach would just feel kind of empty. Nauseous, I would say. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. Chantel, just like you feel your stomach being empty? Kim, yes. Whenever my stomach is really empty, it makes me nauseous. Then I'll get a headache and I'll just get very moody if I'm really, really hungry. Chantel, when we're looking at this dessert, what kind of stands out to you? Kim, usually I don't like anything with fruit in dessert. Not always, but just typically, if it's got bananas in it, forget it. Chantel, what about the salted caramel creme brulee? Kim, I kind of like simpler desserts. Chantel, okay. Kim, like I don't want the salted caramel Heath blah blah blah. You know, Keith would get this loaded something with Reese's and I'm just like, ugh. So typically I'd like Chantel. Oh, they also have just single things like chocolate covered strawberry, cheesecake lollipop, candy walnut turtle, or chocolate truffle. Kim, oh, there we go. Nice. Yeah, like a turtle, for instance, is a little, it's too much going on. Chantel, too much going on. Out of all these, you can choose whichever one you want. Which one sounds the absolute best? Kim, I would say either the chocolate cake or the key lime pie, probably. Chantel, those two? Kim, yeah, one of those. You want me to make a choice or are you gonna? Chantel, yeah, I'll eat a bite of the key lime pie if you want. Kim, yeah, that looks good. The key lime pie looks good. Chantel, okay. Kim, let's do that. Chantel, okay. Kim, yeah, it's funny. We don't go to Cheesecake Factory often, but whenever we do, there's always this battle because Keith's like, well, we're not buying 4 pieces of cheesecake. You know, just because it's too much and it adds up. But I'm always like, I just want plain. I just don't like all the... Chantel, so what I'd like you to do is when we get the key lime pie, I want you to describe as in detail as you can how you're eating it. Kim, okay. Chantel, you know, Catherine Muldoon, who's Miss Virginia, she describes like when she eats ice cream, she says that she just makes railroad tracks in it. Kim, okay, so when I eat ice cream, Chantel, yeah, describe how you eat ice cream. Kim, I can relate to that. If I'm not eating ice cream in the really weird way that I eat it that I told you about where I like to pour milk over it. Chantel, so describe to everyone because they don't know. Describe how you do eat ice cream. Kim, okay. So my ideal ice cream setup is I've got like a, what is it? Chantel, pint. Kim, a pint? Is that what it is? Of like Ben and Jerry's or whatever? And I will open it up. I'll take about the top half of the ice cream out, put it in another container, put it back in the freezer. So then I've got the bottom. So I take the top half out and that's just so I have room in the container. And then I'll pour, I don't know, milk in over it. Maybe a fourth to a third a cup of milk. I won't mix it. I'll just eat it. Each bite of ice cream will have some milk in it. Almost like it's cereal or something. I don't know why I do that, but I really like to eat it that way. But if I'm just eating straight from the pint, I like to keep the top layer even. Like, whatever. If it's ice cream, I'll keep it even. If it's somebody's birthday cake that's been sitting on my counter that I made for one of the kids and I really want some, I'll just go in and... Chantel, so would you say you eat a quarter of the pint, a half of the pint, a third of the pint? Kim, probably about a third. Chantel, and then do you eat all of it? So once you take it, do you eat all that one third of a pint? Kim, yeah, I'll eat all of that one third with milk. Yeah, so I might take two thirds out. Chantel, talk about determining like saving room for that. Talk about that. Cause like in your mind, if you were gonna, you know how people say save room for dessert. If you know you're gonna have that, are you gonna be eating a little bit less at dinner? Kim, probably not because I just don't eat that much anyway at dinner. And I don't like to have dessert right after dinner. Normally I like there to be a little bit. If I'm getting a dessert, if I'm just, Chantel, if you're gonna have a couple bites, that's fine. Kim, yeah, if I'm gonna have a couple bites, that's fine. But if I'm gonna sit down with my whole ice cream, Chantel, and make a production out of it, Kim, you know my routine. When I say routine, it's still only like once a week. Right, then I need some time there. Chantel, so would you say, would there ever be a time where 4 nights in a row you're having this ice cream routine? Kim, probably not 4. There might be a time when, like I said, especially during the summer, because we're more likely to go out and do something, you know, let's go whatever. And while we're out, Keith inevitably suggests ice cream. Sometimes I don't get anything. And of course, everybody orders too much, so I'll just eat some of theirs. Yeah, normally it's not, it might be 2 nights in a row. It won't be 4. Because that's when this conscious part of me, when it comes to my eating, kicks in and is like, I don't want any more. That's too much ice cream. I'm not going to do it a 3rd night in a row. Chantel, let's talk about snacks. Do you carry snacks with you and why? Kim, I do. Chantel, and what kind of snacks? Kim, yeah, I do carry snacks for the occasions when I'm really, really hungry and starting to feel sick and I don't have time to stop. I'm running the kids here or there or whatever I'm doing. So I'll carry, like in my car sometimes, I'll have a bag of raw almonds or peanut butter filled pretzel bites or dry cereal like Frosted Mini Wheats or Cracklin Oat Bran or something, just so there's something that I can put in my stomach until mealtime. Because once I start to feel sick, if I let that go too long, then my head is pounding and I'm really not feeling well and I'll have to just, Chantel, lie down? Kim, yeah, lie down or something. Kim, oh, that's pretty. Chantel, okay, so let's talk about this. You eat first and do it as much as you want and then I'll have a bite. So I want you to really talk about the Cool Whip topping, how you eat it. Kim, okay. Chantel, so describe it in as much detail as you can. Kim, okay, what am I describing? Just the dessert? My thought process of what I'm... Chantel, yes, explain like, okay, I like the graham cracker part the most. For me, if I was looking at that, my favorite part would be the topping. I like the topping part, so that's the part I'm going to focus on. And the graham cracker part is not. I don't like that much, so I would actually kick that out of the way. Kim, I like whipped cream, so I'm just going to eat some of that. Chantel, is it good? Kim, it's good. It's like whipped cream, but thicker. It's like if whipped cream and ice cream had a baby, there it is. Yeah, so then I'm just kind of trying to get all of it in a bite just to see. It's really good altogether. It's really good. Anyway, so now I'm just eating it all because I like Chantel. Yeah, because you want the whole flavor of all of it? Kim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but I do like to do it in a Chantel. Nice fashion. Kim. Yes. Chantel. If you had to estimate how many bites of dessert, would you say when you have something that's really sweet, how many bites of that are you probably going to have? Kim. Hmm. If it's after dinner, I might have 6 bites. Chantel. But after lunch? Kim. I just don't typically eat dessert this time. Yeah. This is really good though. So yeah, that was good. Chantel. What foods to you are non-negotiable? Kim, what foods are non-negotiable? I won't eat them. Is that what you're saying? Chantel, yes. Kim, okay. So something that's just totally processed garbage, like a Campbell's soup or like a Totino's pizza or like a Totino's frozen pizza, which Keith likes. I mean, now he doesn't buy them hardly ever now. But when we were first married, that was his go-to. And I was just like, I won't touch margarine or Cheese Whiz or Velveeta. I've thrown his Cheese Whiz away and he gets so angry with me. If he brings Cheese Whiz into the house, I will throw it away. Because growing up, if he had cheese on a sandwich, it was Cheese Whiz. Chantel, wow. Kim, yes, which I can't. Anyway, I won't even go there. Chantel, what about a Twinkie? Would you ever eat that? Kim, never. I would never eat a Twinkie or a Little Debbie product. Chantel, and what would be the reason? Kim, just because I don't know what's in it. I don't want to know what's in it. I know it's not good. I know it's not, you know. Chantel, well, they have videos that you could eat a Twinkie 6 months later. So, Kim, oh, gross. Yeah, yeah. So just the idea of whatever that is, just putting that in my body, just it grosses me out. And knowing that if I really wanted, okay, if I want to have dessert, I just want real food. Chantel, like you can tell this key lime pie was homemade. Kim, yeah, it was good. Chantel, you can tell, like this is a homemade dessert. Kim, yeah. Chantel, it's made with fresh ingredients. Kim, and those little things I was telling you about that I get at Whole Foods are perfect because they have little bites that you can get. Chantel, I have to pull that up. Kim, or they can get tarts that are that big, in which case I would eat a third of. And then they also have these little packs of 2 like this, so they're perfect. Yeah, they're made with, it's all whole foods, and it's kind of the perfect amount to kind of meal closure. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other non-negotiables, like any of those Stouffer's. I mean, maybe it's better because it's frozen. I don't know. I just don't. Sometimes we do like the Amy's burritos, the frozen, we will do those. The girls and I like those sometimes, but yeah. The worst thing I eat is probably cereal. Chantel, some of the cereal is terrible. Kim, yeah, some of it. Chantel, especially the ones made with wheat because they talk about, you know, they put so much Roundup on that wheat. Kim, oh, I know. Chantel, and so if it's not an organic cereal, you got to be careful. Kim, yeah, so cereal is probably the worst thing and I eat a lot less than I used to. Chantel, what is your workout plan? Kim, for the past several years, I've worked out with a friend. She has a gym in her house and a trainer that comes. And ideally, it's like 2 mornings a week. It's mostly strength training. I used to be more consistent with that than I am now. Lately, that friend is moving away and just various things. So I mostly get, I try to just do workouts in the house because I've been to enough classes. I know the exercisers that I like. So I'll do some lunges, some squats. Chantel, would you say you work out like 2 days a week, 3 days a week? Kim, probably 2 or 3 days a week. And it's never like a, I'm going to work out. It's more like, okay, so I'm standing here waiting for this load to finish up in the dryer. I've got 3 minutes. It's got 3 minutes. I'm going to just do some squats. Chantel, gotcha. Kim, like it really is. I try to just incorporate. Chantel, what about walking? Do you do a lot of walking? Kim, I do a lot of moving around. Like actual walking, I try to walk the dog, but when it's really hot outside or you know, so I don't walk as much. Sometimes I'll go do the Nolan Trail. I really like doing that, but that's not as often as I'd like. Most of my exercise comes from just being busy. I don't have a cleaning lady. I do all that stuff. I do a lot of the yard work. We have somebody that does the grass, but I'm the one that pulls the weeds and sweeps. So a lot of my exercise just comes from being busy and maintaining the house. Chantel, let's talk about what you drink because I don't think she refilled that at all the whole time. Kim, no, she didn't. Yeah. Chantel, so focus on that drink. So it looks like you probably took like 3 sips of the drink. And one of the things they say is that you shouldn't drink a lot with your meal because, Kim, interesting. Chantel, it dilutes the stomach acid of your stomach. Kim, interesting. Chantel, so you shouldn't be drinking a lot. Kim, so you should? Chantel, shouldn't, because it, Kim, shouldn't. Oh, really? Okay. Chantel, because it'll dilute the stomach acid in your stomach. So would you say that, like, did you notice that? Talk to me about why you only, Kim, I don't usually drink a lot while I'm eating. It's more between meals, you know, while I'm, Chantel, because that's good for you that you don't. Kim, and see, I didn't even know that. It's just, Chantel, instinctively. Kim, yeah, I just, you know, like I said, when I'm driving, I usually like to have one of those stainless, it's not a Hydro Flask, but it's like it, that's in Keith's car right now, which is driving me crazy because I feel lost without it. Because normally that's always with me and I have ice water in it. And so when I'm driving, I always like to be drinking water. Yeah,